Innovation can be a nebulous topic. People often have their own definition of what it entails, and it sets each on his or her own path to fostering creativity.
The same holds true for local colleges and universities. In examining their roles in fostering innovation across the city, each school has its own mission. But even so, Lake Effect's Rachel Morello found out there's quite a bit of coordination between local schools to make innovation happen.
If you talk to higher education leaders in Milwaukee, the word innovation almost always comes attached to another word, collaboration. Cooperation and partnership drive many of the initiatives on the city's biggest campuses. It's like the old adage about innovation: necessity is the mother of invention. Part of the reason teamwork is so crucial in Milwaukee is the fierce competition from other parts of the state.
None of the institutions here are huge. We're not like Madison.
That's Michael Lovell, president of Marquette University. Lovell knows Milwaukee is often overshadowed by Madison in the higher education universe. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus is well known for its research mission. The school also has the upper hand on many universities around here in terms of attracting bodies and resources. That's why for Milwaukee, Lovell says, there's power in numbers.
Milwaukee really is a college town. We have 23 higher ed institutions with 183,000 students. You know, we have universities like UWM and Marquette and MSOE that have different areas where we have strengths in, and we don't have the resources to duplicate each other's facilities or the talents we have. But if we work together and find ways to truly collaborate, suddenly, you know, the whole gets to be much greater than the sum of the parts.
Collaboration appears to be a mutual goal among schools throughout Milwaukee. Stop in at any one of the creative initiatives around the city, and you're likely to see sweatshirts from a handful of local colleges. Students and faculty at Marquette work alongside colleagues from UW-Milwaukee in lab spaces at the Global Water Center on the Milwaukee lakefront. The two schools also partner with MSOE, the Medical College of Wisconsin, and Concordia University to encourage entrepreneurship as part of a project called I-Corps. Add other initiatives around water, energy, and healthcare, and the list grows long. Between just those five schools, more than $250 million is spent on research every year, according to UWM Research Foundation President Brian Thompson. He says all the cooperation makes it easier to keep young creative minds in Milwaukee.
We have a couple of structures that allow students to work together across institutions. And importantly, we're also bringing in the industry members into that discussion. And so it's only natural that an undergraduate who may have worked with a company in water or energy or something like that might see opportunities there.
Collaboration isn't just part of the process for education around Milwaukee. It tends to also be the result. Entrepreneur Jeremy Janine started his online publication Urban Milwaukee while he was still a student at MSOE. He credits the school for helping him flourish because of its emphasis on linking up with like-minded individuals.
There's a big push from administratively towards entrepreneurship, and it really allowed us to go beyond just MSOE to connecting with other schools in Chicago and St. Louis, and it was just tremendous to meet other people that were outside of MSOE as well.
Universities have multiple responsibilities in shaping local innovation. They're charged with creating opportunities for young adults and also serving as research institutions. UW-Milwaukee recently earned a national designation as an R1 university. That means it's classified at the highest level of research activity. Researchers around the city have been part of some breakthroughs, including a recent discovery confirming the existence of gravitational waves. But in many ways, it seems the most important role local universities play in fostering innovation is leading by example. UWM's Brian Thompson says when the goal is Milwaukee's ability to be competitive on a larger scale, everybody wins.
The educational experience is, in my mind, in part about learning specific skills of how to do certain assays and how to solve certain equations, but also how to work in teams and how to do all those other things that are going to make students successful in their careers. And so I think the research experience and working across institutions helps strengthen that.
It seems the potential for Milwaukee's future in innovation relies on players getting on the same page. For Lake Effect, I'm Rachel Morello.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. You can find more from our Project Milwaukee series on innovation at wuwm.com.